the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The Stinger is here. Let's hear what he has to say.
I want a chance to explain something that happened last Monday night at Nitro. Last Monday night, I was on an airplane flying from LA to Atlanta. When I got to Atlanta, I tuned in the TV to Nitro. And I thought I was watching a rerun. It was a very convincing film.
Why won't he look at the camera?
Often imitated, but never duplicated, though. And what else did I see? I saw people, I saw wrestlers, I saw commentators, and I saw best friends Gout the Stinger. That's right. Doubted the Stinger.
It's like a little,
so
little symbolism.
I heard Lex Luger
here.
Say,
turned our backs on him,
I know
I
where
he's
he lives, I know where he works out, I'm going to go get it. So I said to myself, I'll just go into seclusion. I'll wait and see what happens on Saturday night. And I tuned in Saturday night, and what did I see? I saw more of the same, more Gout. Which brings me to Fall Brawl. I knew I had to get to Fall Brawl to get face-to-face with the total package to let him know that it wasn't me. And what I got out of that was, no, Sting, I don't believe you, Sting. Well, all I gotta say is, I have been mediator, I have been babysitter for Lex Luger. I've given him the benefit of the doubt about 1,000 times in the last 12 months. Yeah.
What's he getting to? I don't like the
And
I
carried
like
the WCW banner. And I have given my blood, my sweat, and my tears for WCW.
I don't like where this is going.
So for all of those fans out there and all those wrestlers and people...
Yeah, I mean,
that never doubted the Stinger. I'll stand by you if you stand by me. But for all of the people, all of the commentators, all of the wrestlers, and all of the best friends who did doubt me, you can stick it. From now on, I consider myself a free agent. But that doesn't mean that you won't see the Stinger. From time to time, I'm going to pop in when you least expect it.
What about tonight?
What did he mean?
What about tonight?
I'm enjoying a good double stuffed Oreo cookie right now while I listen to this great, great wrestling song. I mean, Oreos are better than Hydrox, you know, despite what some people say. But that's just opinions, you know. That's just a personal preference. Now I like double stuffed Oreos. you know. But anyways. Tuesday night, May 7th, 2019, episode 594 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. You know the drill. You know how we broadcast. We're here. You know, we're current with our Twitters. You know, we tweet quasi-regularly. That's right. And again, Oreos are better than Hydrox, even though they don't sell Hydrox anymore. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself.
Good evening.
And I believe we also got Doom on the horn. Or at least we did have Doom on the horn. Okay, well.
I didn't think Surfer was going to be here.
No, I mean, you know, hold on. I have to play this drop.
Johnny, I notice you've got a little goatee there. That's what we used to call our cookie duster. You like cookies, Johnny? Call me crazy, but I like Hydrox better than Oreos.
Okay. Anyways, yes, well, you know, maybe Surfer cleared his schedule. You know? Did you clear your schedule?
After that, big change they got in Raw SmackDown, you know, I had to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. The announcement they made yesterday, how wrestling's going to come back to its glory. With the announcement Mr. McMahon made.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are making announcements. McMahon made an announcement yesterday. Other people are making announcements in other places. I don't need to tell you what those announcements are. They're very public. But,
We just had a half-breed piece of roar to come in the world.
Let me tell you something.
Don't pick on innocent children, man.
That kid's going to come out, or came out, I suspect. Okay? What do you think, Tony C? What do you think we're going to see when we get our first glimpse at the child tomorrow, supposedly?
Like, if you ever seen that part on that movie Life, when the warden was like, let me see that grandbaby. Let me see that grandbaby. It came out jet black.
It's going to be a red-headed black child.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's already going to have a pick in his hair.
He's going to have freckles, too.
He's going to have a pick.
Which one are you?
And everything.
Going to be like Life. My Life. Which one are you, the Paul?
And Liz.
I'm the Paul.
Liz must be like, ugh.
I know Liz is sucking on blood to stay alive, but
Liz is like
she won't give it up after a while.
She probably every night when she's in bed, you know, with Prince Edward, on top of him marrying an American, she's not white. Edward, bloody hell, Elizabeth. Just don't worry about it. We're gonna be dead soon enough anyway. We're not gonna have to deal with it. That's Charles's problem, not ours. But you don't understand. Oh. It's not British.
A black Brit. Like Idris Elba. The baby gonna come out looking like Idris Elba.
Yeah. You know?
He the only one they claim.
But man, oh man.
That's hilarious, yo. a half breed in the royal family.
Ah,
gotta love it.
And she goes, Liz goes into the kitchen, you know, and talks to the cooks and everything. Ah, Mrs. Thornberry, what will we be having for supper tonight? Well, Queen, your Majesty, we'll be serving a lovely fish and chips, a little bit of blood sausage, and chitterlings. Chitterlings?
Yeah, and when they have a family reunion,
It's going to be just like Brenda's barbecue.
No, it's going to be like when Harlem Heat showed up to Colonel Parker and Sherry win.
We're the hot wings.
What a neck pole. What a hot wings at. Excuse me, sir. You do not serve such. What do you mean? Oh my goodness, yo.
Won't you try a little bit of spotted dick? It's quite good. Yo, man, I ain't gonna eat anything with the word dick in it.
Exactly.
So,
y'all ain't got no OE?
What? What'd you say?
OE. Y'all ain't got no OE?
Oh. It's English. You should have some.
OE? What is this OE you speak of?
Oh, man, that'd be
funny. Oh, English. Now. That's going to be funny, yo. That's what happened with highfalutin people. They're common folk. We need cameras at the family reunion. They came up to the hospital all loud and crap. Where's Megan? Where's Megan? She probably got a hood name. Probably got a nickname for where's Sweet Pea? She had that baby yet?
Oh, that's funny.
Queen Elizabeth. Got a half-breed great-grandchild. Gotta love it.
And what's the baby's name going to be? Leroy?
The middle name might be...
Yeah, give it a royal name, but it gotta be a black royal name.
Oh, Leroy is not royal?
No, it's a common name.
All right, what about Elroy?
No.
Oh, man.
Willie.
Nah, they might name William.
What's the dad name?
Harry.
So you go Harry.
Is it Harrison or Harry?
It's Harry. I don't think it's Harry.
Harry Willie, whatever the last name.
Windsor.
Doom, unmute yourself, Doom. Apparently, Doom is. Let me.
Harry Willie. There it is, right there.
So this child becomes what in succession line?
The name is Henry. The baby's name is Henry.
So what is he in succession line?
He's like three times removed.
Yeah. He'll never be king.
That's not true.
They got a lot of people to kill before they get out.
Taking people out.
Oh.
Listen, Daddy,
we got a problem. What is it?
Just drop something.
The queen mom, she got into the old English.
If his brother would decide not to take the throne, right? And the kids are still kids. All the kids are still kids. And then Harry becomes king, which means that his offspring receives the throne from him.
I've been corrected. Prince Harry's real name is Henry. So the
Henry
kid,
before.
Yeah, we don't have the kid's name yet. So it could still be Elroy.
Hey, screw yeah. that. We got some real topics to discuss.
Tyrone. Dude. Yeah, we'll get to that, Doom. We'll get to that. I know you're chomping at the bit, but we'll get to that.
I just
what
need to
chomping at the bit and talk about
Just wait, Tony C. Just wait. Okay, we'll get there. Because you can't just jump. There's a format. There's a format to this program, you know?
Something happened with Bret Hart.
No.
Bret Hart dead.
No.
Somebody told me.
No, something about the NWO with a certain show.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll talk about that in a second. Anyways,
it better not be on no AEW crap.
No. So, first things first, got to talk about a little network news because, you know, there's some network news going around. We need everybody to stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter and things like that for the next 2 weeks because we may or may not be on the air next Tuesday, and we may or may not be on the air the following Tuesday. All depends on how things are going, because we are entering the final stages of the Rant EM Radio studio renovations this weekend, and which means paint and flooring go down.
What kind of flooring are you putting down, speaking of that?
We're putting down some, what do they call that? That fake wood floor.
I'm doing laminate. The same thing, AA, this weekend. That vinyl plank.
We're doing the painting first. We're going to paint first and then put the floor down.
Yeah, and, I just spent like $1,200 on that stuff.
Well, we're only doing it in one room, in the studio, so to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those things will be taking place this weekend, so if there's a quote-unquote interruption where the network equipment has to be disconnected, we may not reassemble it until everything is back up and running. So we'll but that'll be on a we'll have to assess it, you know, after the weekend. But we'll let everybody know in advance if the show is not going to air or not. And if it doesn't air,
yeah, just threw Matt Hart in the bathroom.
I know, right? If it doesn't air by chance, don't worry, I'll have something scheduled that we'll be able to. We'll rerun a classic episode of the Rant. Like, we'll dig into the vault and get a gem and play it, and maybe we'll play some Freaks or something as well. So I'm just warning everybody now that we may or may not be on the air next week. So, but it all depends on what the situation is in the middle of the renovation. I know that painting is this weekend.
You gonna play a classic Rant?
Maybe. I got it, but I won't know until we're done with the work on the weekend. So when I'll know by Monday, I'm gonna know for sure, or Sunday. I'll even know Sunday. So we'll see. Right now the goal is to have everything painted Saturday, let everything dry, and if something needs to be touched up, we'll do the touch ups on Sunday, and then, assuming that the equipment is still connected, we'll do the show next week. And then the week after that, more than likely, we would be off the air because that's when the floor has to go down. So everything has to come out of the room and out of the studio. And then that'll be that. And that'll take us into Memorial Day weekend after that. So,
now I got a question, Double A. You doing the painting?
Of course I'm doing the painting.
So how do you roll? Up, down?
I do.
Or down up.
I
paint the flat.
You said up, down, or down up.
Well, yeah, if you're using a paint roller, you're supposed to roll it up, then down, to even it out.
I just go up and down or whatever. Whatever I start, I just go up and down.
Okay.
There's a couple of times I might go diagonal, but that's just to get the party started.
Okay. Now, have y'all talked about the Uno situation?
No, I haven't gotten there. I wasn't planning on touching on that, but I guess I'll touch on that in a second. But so that's the network news. And if you want some other network news, all you have to do is go to your local social media machine and find out if there's other news going on. That's all I have to say. You know, because news happens Monday through Sunday, but Tuesday night seems to be a great night for big news. Anyways, so yeah.
People getting their taxes released today and stuff.
Yeah,
night.
Not only that, but other things get released. So, Tony C, what's going on with you?
I've been taking it easy, man. Over here, enjoying a SummerSlam marathon.
I know you've been. I had put my phone down for a couple of hours. I came back and I found like 55 million text messages from Lee and Tony C about SummerSlam and Lex Luger. And
I wish people could be privy to some of these conversations.
I know
that we pop up in the middle of the day.
We need to put them all. We need to put them in a book and sell that book
because. Like, I was sitting there. First, I went on a No Way Out binge. And I just was trying to figure out how Bill Goldberg at No Way Out 2004 got a ticket, then ended up going to jail. And then asked Double A and Lee.
Maybe his license
went to jail tomorrow. No, he attacked Brock Lesnar. And Paul Heyman was a classic during that. You stay there, go. You better not move. You better not move. But Goldberg went to jail by my count 2 times on TV. Double A said Austin went to jail 3 times.
3 or 4 times.
I only remember the Zamboni going to jail.
He, don't forget, he stunned McMahon in the Garden.
Mm-hmm. That was once.
They took him to jail for that.
They took him to jail for that. They put him
in the first time.
And then I
believe there was one incident that
he also was taken to jail the night he beat the hell out of Brett in the ambulance.
No, he didn't go to jail that night. It was
Monsoon had him arrested.
Yeah. Because he was walking down the ramp, bending over and flicking everybody off. I remember that.
So there's at least 3 times that Austin got arrested.
So is it Austin in the lead and everybody else? And
runner-up.
Goldberg with
no, I thought Macho Man was.
Macho Man may have been arrested more times.
Because I thought when he was banned.
When Macho...
Or chased after the police. He's been chased after the police several times.
Chip Burnham, when he beat up Chip Burnham, he went to jail, right?
No,
the
cops chased him.
Yeah, you remember Ric Flair, in the angle?
All right, here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. We're gonna relive now some of the moments where Stone Cold got arrested. The first time Triple H got arrested,
well, ladies and gentlemen, Stone Cold Steve Austin was contemplating doing it.
Was the night after he won the WWF title after WrestleMania. He got arrested for stunning McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one. Then he got arrested for stunning him in the Garden.
Yep.
He got arrested.
That was in 97, right?
That was in 97. He got arrested for driving the Zamboni. 3.
Okay.
He got arrested for assaulting Triple H in 1999. So that right there.
When did he assault Triple H?
When did he?
Triple H has waged a vicious campaign for respect in the WWF. It began at SummerSlam when this assault knocked Stone Cold Steve Austin out of action for 18 days. There's little doubt Triple H has made more enemies faster than any champion in WWF history. But last Thursday on SmackDown, Triple H's worst nightmare came true. The return of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Triple H made a narrow escape from the ambulance as Austin rammed the semi into it. This escape, however, may have only delayed the inevitable.
So, Austin drove a semi-truck into an ambulance that contained Triple H. Yeah. The following Monday on Raw.
That was before No Mercy, right?
That was before No Mercy. The following Monday on Raw, Triple H had him arrested.
Brian Pillman should have had him arrested.
Should have, but he wasn't.
He never did get arrested for that.
What else? And him and Booker T got arrested in the supermarket.
Neither one of them went to jail.
I found another one where Stone Cold got arrested. Stone Cold got arrested in the locker room for let me rewind here. Why did he get arrested?
You have no income whatsoever. Vincent for the Edge on May 31st. Someone should tell Stone Cold that the cops are looking for him.
Right.
Oh yes!
Police department does. You're under arrest. You have right to remain silent. Anything you say can't be used against you.
Put your copy down.
Put
your
copy down.
You can't afford one.
There
he goes.
Just take it easy, Wayne. I told you. I wanted to buy you for your own protection. But no, you got to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's what you got to be. You got to beat people up. Yeah, that's right. What you do. You know what? I'm glad you're going to take your ass away, okay?
That's right.
My
that's
only
right.
regret is we don't have the opportunity to kick your butt in a street fight tonight. That's the only regret I have. Taking the hell out of you.
So that's five times Stone Cold got arrested. And I'm looking for more, by the way. I'm still looking. Continue. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Doom?
I forgot.
I said correctly. I guess Goldberg the only one got arrested for sexual assault. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Did it get Kurt Angle? No, Booker T.
Goldberg the only one. I did find that clip of Booker T playing bingo with some old white ladies. Running for Stone Cold.
So
he told that old white lady, you shut the hell up. Because I don't like you.
Man, that was a great angle right there, boy.
He was chasing all Stone Cold, was chasing them all over town. Beat the man up in the church.
Anyway, so that's all the, that's, there you go. Now, Macho Man being
so
arrested.
So is Austin
different...
by...
I think Macho Man, because he was like banned from WCW. Because it was that angle with Ric Flair.
But he was
put
never
in
arrested.
And taken out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was arrested, but he's been chased by security and things like that. But Macho Man holds the record for the person being fined and suspended. And the most for not, because in the WWF, I believe he was.
No, he was retired.
No. I remember he said something in a storyline. He said, I can't do it just yet. I'm back here for another couple of weeks or some shit like that.
Was that with Jake the Snake?
I think so. That was the whole Jake
Roberts.
Yeah,
he was retired. And then that's when he got him with the damn
snake.
Cobra.
The Cobra.
That was after he got married.
And then in WCW, you know, the Chip Burnham thing,
JJ.
He wasn't arrested for JJ. He was restrained.
He should have been.
But he's been fined, like you said. I think he has the one for the most fines.
Hey, who he slapped in that background in WCW? You know, on Boston Man, it was like sin for the man. He slapped a woman. What woman did he slap?
Was
it Medusa?
No, he may have slapped Gorgeous George around.
Yeah, it was Gorgeous George, and it was like an angle or something. He came in the back, and he slapped the shit out of it.
Anyway, so that was entertaining there. Hold on. Let me see what else we got here. I wanna refresh this page. Make sure we're not missing anything. Surfer, anything interesting happening with you?
No, just, you know, Free Comic Book Day with Saturday.
I know. I saw it all over Facebook. People
showing their comic book wares.
Plus it was May the 4th, so it was a double whammy.
And Cinco de Mayo was on Sunday.
Cool.
So, anyways. And by the way, if you missed the ending of Turnbuckle Throwbacks on Friday night, you missed a very entertaining show, because at the very end, Phil and Choppy got very
inebriated.
No, not inebriated, because they started getting somewhat racial at the very end of the show, and it was pretty funny.
Whoa.
It was pretty funny. Well, you know, people were egging them on. I may have been an instigator, but
They were talking about my brothers.
They were talking about everybody. They were talking about everybody.
No, they wouldn't.
Let me see if I can pull up that audio from Friday night. Hold on. Cause,
do we got to run a disclaimer, Double A?
No.
The views.
No. The ending of Turnbuckle Throwbacks on Friday night was pretty good. Hold on, I'm gonna.
Them Italians was talking about the brothers.
Well, Choppy's not an Italian.
Well, I know Phil is. I don't know what Choppy is.
Choppy,
I thought
Portuguese.
Phil was black from the waist down.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask somebody to verify that. Doom. Let me see here. Let me play some audio here from
Spring Elbow in the middle of the match. What does that mean? I can use it as dental floss if I wanted to.
Hold on. Because Mikey also was on with them. Where is it that I can download this? It's my own site, and I don't even know where the hell you can download the audio. Hold on, I'll get it directly from Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Oh, come on. Of course the episode page would not be working. Alright, let's try doing this. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny listening to those guys because they were laughing their ass off. And like I said, I was egging them on from inside the confines of Target. And so
you got a lot of nerve.
What?
Easy. Are you egging them on to talk about the brothers?
No, they were talking about everybody. They didn't isolate it with just the brothers.
They hit all the colors of
noise. They were talking about everybody.
I don't mind you talking about everybody else, but you leave the brothers out of it.
I like this WWE Championship match thing that's been going on this week, because this takes me back to the old days of when the title used to be on the line every week on television. Now, Kofi, go to WWE.
Well, why Seth Rollins don't defend his every week?
Because
that's the Brock Lesnar title that it didn't. No. Kofi, he ain't got it no more.
Go to WWE Main Event. I want you to defend that title against Heath Slater on WWE Main Event. On WWE Main Event, exactly.
Kurt Angle defended his WWF title one time on Sunday Night Heat against a jobber.
Hey, got a title shot, all right?
I mean, do we need to go back and play all those title defenses that Ric Flair made in 1996? On the secondary and tertiary shows, you know. When was the last time you remember a world title match happening on WCW Pro? Okay.
That was the one to come on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, Saturday morning, 9:05.
I miss them days, man.
And you say what you want about Brock Lesnar. Since he left, I bet they ain't had the lowest Raw rating ever in history. I bet if he was on there, they wouldn't have had it.
I just think they did too much. They emphasized too much on the women
They ain't got nothing to do why nobody ain't watching.
Well, I'm just saying that just brings, people turn off.
Hold on. I think I got the audio here. Let me skip ahead a little bit.
Anyway. Good match. So, let's get to the next match. The final match of the night, actually.
Great match. Probably it's on the Ric Flair Definitive Collection DVD.
Black
from Ranty, yeah. Ranty M people as the Avengers.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Let's go through them off the...
We were giving... That's how it kind of started. They were... Because, you know, the Avengers movie and stuff, so... They were trying to say which network personalities were which characters from the Avengers.
Throw them off the ledge.
So here we go. This is how it all started.
Wait, the Red Skull killed Nick German?
You know what, you know what we gotta do? We gotta do a casting call.
Black
from Ranty, yeah, Ranty M people as the Avengers.
Ooh, Thanos.
Wow, Thanos? He's Thanos?
I have all the power in the world.
I think Double A is Thanos, because he's the head.
Who the racist Avengers character?
Racist?
Racist.
Yeah,
Chubby. Wow, jeez.
The Avengers name was
Chubby could be Captain Portugal.
Captain Portugal. No, I got one better for you. Portuguese Man of War. That's it. That's it. I would have instead of War Machine, it would be the Portuguese Man of War.
Dude, and you like Captain Britain. Your powers can only be in Portugal.
That's it.
Once you get on that boat, you're fucked.
Portugal for life.
Portugal.
Portugal forever. No, Portugal para sempre.
Surfer. Chipos. Lee Champion could be Lee Panther.
Wow, hey now.
Yep.
Captain Portugal is Wicker Shield.
Wicker Shield.
Who can I be?
Spider-Man.
No.
Spider Kid.
Spider-Kid.
No, you'd be Thor.
You could be Mike Morales, Spider-Man.
No, you could be Thor because he's Hammer.
Choppy is Aldo Montoya. Tony C is Black Panther. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Who's Thor? I'm Hammer.
Yeah, you could be Thor, I guess.
Oh, no. Who could be
Shailen Raccoon. Could be Rocket Raccoon.
No, she could be Groot. She could be Groot.
No, you're not Groot.
I am
Hammer. Oh, God. Who the wizard's going to be?
It started with there. I think Surfer's character fits, by the way. But it started there, and then they get into the whole thing. And I may have said that Tony C doesn't refer to the laundry people as chinks. And things like that. So.
I don't do what...
Tony doesn't refer to the laundry people as chinks.
No, I don't.
Tony C doesn't use that sort of language.
Slow, maybe.
No, because then Choppy wouldn't stop calling them Orientals. So.
Since me and Dave did that Curacao episode.
Oh my god. Anyways, so I guess that's it. And now I know what Doom did. So, but first, before we get into what Doom is chomping at the bit with, Doom posted an article, and I don't know how many people are fans of Uno, the card game. But he posted an article that was not only degrading, insulting,
and controversial.
And controversial. It was an inflammatory article. You cannot stack a play. What was it? A play two and a play four, or whatever.
Draw four and draw two.
A draw two and a draw four on top of each other. According to the UNO official rule books, that's coming from UNO themselves. Now,
that's a lot.
That, and I've been playing that game for 30 years.
Yep.
And I've always stacked my draw twos and draw fours and
draw twos
on top of each other.
Because if somebody throws out a draw two, but you have a draw four, you mean to tell me you can't throw the draw four out? It has to be a draw two?
Yeah. That's what we thought it was, but no, you're supposed to draw two.
Yeah, you draw the two and then you throw out the cookie.
But if I have a draw two, I don't have to draw two. If you throw out a draw two, I throw out another draw two.
Nope. That's
no, you got to draw and then throw your card out.
No, your turn is done. You have to draw two cards.
And what's next? Are they going to come out and say that you
rules y'all playing?
What's the next rule they're going to come out with that you can't? Your final card can't be a draw four or a draw two or whatever.
I don't play by them rules.
Hey, trust me, Tony. See the chat room started. I mean, the Facebook post started to light up.
I mean, that is just. I gotta tell you, Uno is one card game that I get very serious about. Okay, this ain't poker. This ain't Go Fish. This ain't Mahjong or Old Maid. This is a serious card game. And let me tell you something. I don't screw around.
Serious Nux.
I don't screw around in Uno. But I think that's ridiculous that you can't stack draw four and draw twos on top of each other. Ridiculous.
I don't play bottom rules.
Neither do I. The hell with them.
That's just like somebody trying to write the written rules for spades. What, you going to bring me some written rules for spades? We don't go by no rule, ain't no rule book for spades. Everybody got to play by the same rule. You establish the rules before you play.
Yeah.
Deuces are wild. Big Joker.
Little Joker.
They're just that simple. If I'm playing Uno with somebody, and they tell me, they throw out a draw two, and they be like, oh, no, you got a draw two. I'm going to look at them like, bitch, you crazy. I'm going to throw this draw two I got in my hand. So the next person for the draw four.
Nah, you ain't supposed to do that. All right, no, that's not.
You said no. What you mean?
I mean, for God's sake.
If I'm sitting with a draw four in my hand and somebody throw a draw two nine, I just supposed to eat the two cards. No, I'm finna throw the draw four nine and I'm gonna change the color.
That's the rules.
You crazy.
Well, y'all been playing wrong all this time, man.
No, you playing wrong. That rule book is wrong.
Yeah, the people that made up the game, they're the ones that's wrong.
Exactly. Cause they don't know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long you'll be playing if I be like, if Double A throw out the draw two, then I gotta pick up two cards. Then I make Doom. I throw out my draw four, and Doom pick up four. The game gonna take forever.
Now we have some audio of two brothers arguing, I believe, over a draw four. So here we go.
Yo. Hold on, bro. We gotta do it the traditional way.
Hey, whatever. Let's get it.
Bitch.
Hey, I don't lose, man. Just I'm about to show you how we did in this Uno. Right, started off right. Drop four. No cap.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Hold on, bro. You just gonna start it off with a four?
Draw four, and all right, my color is going to be red. Is that a problem?
Send them on.
Damn. You're going to be tweaking, bro. Anyway, skip you. Oh.
Childish.
Skip you again.
Childish.
Oh. Go ahead, draw two.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Bro, I just drew four.
Draw two. All
right. Say less.
Oh, I'm a wild boy. My color's still red. God damn, I'm too cold for you. What you got?
Man, I guess you're gonna leave a nigga no other choice.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
they're arguing about the draw four and crap like that too. Because
draw four, the draw four, and Uno was like the big joker, and then freaking Spade. They trump everything.
Except for Skip.
And the Skip. Or, I mean, now I'm draw four? Wait a minute.
If I skip you, skip? You can't drop the draw
four. Oh, yeah, you, of course. Of course. Of course, you skip me.
Yeah.
You right. The skip is the ultimate kind of, but you don't know the person got to draw four.
But the skip only is really useful in it when you're playing with two people.
Exactly.
If you're playing more than two people, so if it's a three person game, the skip becomes irrelevant at that point.
It hinders you.
A skip is only useful in a two person game.
True that, but that draw four. Well, if you mess around and you playing doubles and you got two draw fours, you might as well pick up all the whole deck. Try to tell me the rules on.
Now,
tell me I wish I might.
The other thing that Doom wanted to talk about that we could not talk about last week because people like Doom had not had a chance to watch everything. But Doom watched, finally got through the Cobra Kai.
Oh God!
And
we got to confirm we got a season three.
We got a confirmation of a season three over the weekend. But
yeah.
So Doom takes umbrage really for one specific thing, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it. Give me 1 second. And I agree because when I heard it, I was like, this bitch is crazy. So I'm gonna play it, Tony C. When I play it, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. Here's the audio.
It's terrific. My question for you is:
hold on.
What is the teacher's lounge situation looking like?
Finally, as we embark upon another academic year, it's important to remember to be tolerant and accepting of all of our peers, regardless of. Hey, you're not supposed to be in here. Give that back! Ow! You're not allowed to...
Samantha LaRusso.
You know what you did, and now you're gonna pay for it.
I'm coming for you, bitch!
Okay. What was wrong with that?
What was missing, Double A? Was when they took over the thing with Bobby DeBrain. Hey, what the fuck are you doing, man? That's what I thought when I heard that.
What's wrong? What's the issue?
This bitch is crazy for breaking into the office, number one.
it reminded me of the NWO taking over the booth.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about because of the fact that she busted up in that announcement office?
Uh-huh.
I mean, chick was real though. Chick is crap though. She can strap.
Yeah, so, but she's psycho.
No.
She chose. If it comes out that she chose her daughter, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, want me to tell you what's up? I'm telling you, the people who I blame for everything that happened on season two: Daniel LaRusso and Johnny's son. They're the villains of this season.
But who's the bigger heel now? LaRusso or Johnny's son?
Both of them.
No, who's the bigger heel?
Johnny's son, he on
Robbie,
the run.
Robbie, because he broke his neck.
I agree. He on the run. I think Robbie is the bigger heel.
Yep.
Robbie, because he broke his neck.
I mean, DS trying to be all right, you know what I'm saying? I see everybody from damn, Daniel's dojo. He had the damn. He kind of remind me of Surfer, the nerd dude. You know, talking about
my Stingray.
Now, here's the thing.
Stingray got to fight in that hallway.
That fight was...
It's so fake.
But it was on the level of, like, Doom. What Doom said of WCW scrapping with the NWO.
You know, the teacher was like, Jimmy Hart, come on, somebody come to the back.
Sami Zayn is going to become the WWE champion.
It looks like it.
Really? He didn't put three finishes on Kofi. Is this Super Kofi being born tonight?
I guess so.
Kofi Cena.
Oh, my God. Going back and watching, I went back and watched a Cena match when Kurt Angle made him tap out. It just warmed my heart.
You probably had to go
no way
for
out.
That one.
It was that No Way Out.
He ain't tapped since.
Well, no, he really haven't.
But back to Cobra Kai. Yeah, I just really hate Robbie, man. That damn smug haircut.
Robbie was treated bad as a kid. His dad was a jack off. Yeah,
let's play the opening audio of the fight.
I saw what you did at the party. You kissed Miguel.
All that over a goddamn kiss.
Hey, she was ready to bust her open the hallway. She had them spikes. Hey, you know what really killed me? Was why was LaRusso's daughter in the hospital? Like, she got, like, put through a table or something. She just had a couple scrapes.
Well, they just wanted to make sure that everything was okay.
I mean, you know. And everybody getting on damn Johnny. And another thing that got me was the guy who died was the one who said put him in a body bag back in the day, right?
And he got put in a body bag.
The body bag. That's so unfortunate. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, about marked out in that fight scene, though. I was like, but you know, Robbie punk ass. I mean, what I blame Daniel was he didn't teach them kids about controlling their anger. It was Robbie he was just doing stuff the whole thing, you know, not returning the medal. You know, not, you know.
Yeah, he did a lot of things that were
heelish.
Heelish.
So
go ahead.
So has the Johnny and Daniel fought yet?
No.
Yeah, they were fighting.
No, they didn't fight yet.
They fought a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, they did? Yeah. I don't remember them fighting for some reason.
They fought in his apartment. Yeah.
That's right. You're right. They fought in the apartment.
Daniel's
is this both seasons or this season?
This season they fought.
They fought the last time they fought outside.
The wife was
Who's winning the fights though? It's just
Fights ended like a no contest.
Yeah. I think they're gonna
always
fight
get stopped.
Yeah.
Now do they look like either one of them is improved in their martial arts?
No, because of the camera angles and stuff in 2019 is all fast.
And it
looks like the Fast and the Furious for the Karate Kid.
They're almost 50 years old.
Yeah. Well, Johnny's an actual real.
Age has nothing to do with your skill now when it comes to martial arts.
No, it's the way that show's produced. It covers it. It covers it well.
I'd like to introduce you to.
Brian has had a big Larry thing. If you got a beef against me, you want.
Hey, tell me, Steve. So you never saw martial arts films?
I'm pulling out my Garth Knight cane.
But you never saw those martial arts films where those old men be kicking everybody's ass.
Nah.
Look, it's 2019.
Tony C, you just need to get you a spike bracelet. That's all you need.
But wait, Surfer's got a point. Wait a minute. But wait a minute, Surfer has a point. Because look at what the movie is based off of. Mr. Miyagi kicking ass.
Miyagi fighting.
And Miyagi was an old man at the time.
But he was real old. The way they moved.
But I'm saying, you would think, okay, listen. In the original Karate Kid.
Then you're still doing the same karate stance from.
In the original Karate Kid, you figure Danny's skill.
They're going to bring John Cena in the second show.
He shouldn't look that great because, you know, he was new at it. But at this point, if he's been practicing for years and years.
He has.
Johnny had not.
You hear what I said. You hear what I said.
I heard what you said.
Yeah, I heard.
I heard. John Cena's got to come in and save the show.
Now, another question. You know that fight was brewing between them two girls, especially after, and again, it was Robbie's homeboys robbing everybody.
Yeah.
When she falls, you know it was brewing this season. This is a,
now Robbie's going to go back to the dark side, but I don't know, man. It's going to be very interesting in season three. And now,
how long is the time jump? Because I'm like, how the hell is he going to be on the run when his mom on the damn what the hell?
But let me ask you this, okay? Let me ask you this. This is an open question out to the room, and if you haven't seen the show yet, I'm sorry, but it's been 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
How the hell are we going to explain if Allie does show up? Now, I had I suggested to Tony C that Tori's mom was out. Because we don't know Tori's last name.
But she needs them. Mike
Chosen needs to be her dad.
But another
Chosen needs to be her dad.
But also, another theory could be that Tori is the daughter of John Kreese.
Nah,
John Kreese ain't got
no kids. He got a beef with Miyagi.
Yeah.
It got to be either.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
She could be more Asian. She could be Sato's daughter. Or,
no.
Or Sato ain't got beef with
she don't look. She don't look Oriental.
She could be that girl from Part 3, daughter. Went to the dance club with her.
Jessica
Bond.
Whatever her name
Jessica
was.
Jessica Andrews.
Jessica Andrews, there you go.
It could be her daughter.
Could be the daughter of your Mike. Mom. Could be the daughter of Mike Barnes.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, she was that would be hilarious, yo. That would be hilarious.
Well, I'm saying she wasn't really that bad of a girl. She was a little misunderstood.
No,
but,
come on. She was bad, bad, bad.
But her,
yeah, she pushed the girl down. She started it, bro. She pushed the girl down first.
No, she didn't start it.
And she stole a bottle of vodka. Yeah.
She stole a bottle of vodka from the
club. And then, Lucille's daughter, accused her of stealing her mom's purse. That's what started the battle.
Because she stole a bottle of vodka. Because
she stole the bottle.
Okay.
If you okay, and you stealing.
Tony C, you're really robotic.
Most people eat. Better now.
But, you know. A little bit better. To me, LaRusso's daughter was a damn hussy anyway.
She was a little easy.
Yeah.
They're all easy.
Now, Diaz, you know, I like him.
It's going to be interesting.
Not to one.
But Johnny's gonna end up. Johnny's gonna end up with that Mexican chick. But I just want to know what's gonna happen to Johnny. I just like who's gonna come and save Johnny.
I mean, his homeboy died. You know, just.
And then they raise the rent. I mean, it's just one thing after the other.
Yeah, that dude's a real scumbag.
Then he took his shop from John Kreese took it. And now it's going to come to find, they need to come to find Terry Silver helped them take it.
So what's good? What do you think Johnny and Daniel are going to actually
fall out?
They may have to partner
no.
up.
No. They're going to have to squad up. Because John Kreese going to bring... I think John Kreese going to bring back Terry Silver and Mike Ball.
They'd be like, hey, Dad.
Oh. Yep. And Terry Silver going to be played by the one and only. Good afternoon.
No, they gotta find the original.
Well, yeah, well, Robbie's an ass.
Either that, or they bring in Sasha Mitchell. You know,
come on, from the kickboxer.
From the kickboxer movies, Cody from Step by Step. Oh my God. To play Terry Barnes.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, that was some funny stuff.
Maybe there'll be a crossover. Maybe the three boys from Three Ninjas will come into the movie.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Hollywood.
Or Karate Kid and the Ninja Turtles team up to face the Cobra Kai. I don't know.
But to me, that was a good build up. Remind me of WCW back in the day.
It was a good fight. It was way over the top. But that bitch is she. Like I said, that bitch is psycho.
Like I said,
like Mike Carr.
Yeah.
Or Chosen.
The only thing that was missing, if they would have, you know, she would have did the Bobby the Brain Heenan and the teacher. What the fuck are you doing?
The teacher. That would have been great.
And fall out the chair. She didn't fall out the chair. She supposed to fall out the chair.
I was like, God damn. Because it was just so funny. She was like talking about being all nice and social justice and stuff. Give me this goddamn microphone.
Gangster.
I'm coming for you. I was like,
once she pushed her down at that skating ring, it was on.
Yep.
Hey, wait, can we get a louder one?
Outside, almost in our lap here, and Eddie. Wait a minute.
Mean Gene.
What the fuck are you doing?
Me and G had one of them at SummerSlam, I think it was 89,
yes,
after Rapture Rick Rude lost, and Bobby the Brain Heenan came up. What the hell?
No, BG and his F-bomb is.
And go back to life.
No, I'm just. No, I know that one.
With Ravishing Rick Rude and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Gentlemen, as you know, the Ultimate Warrior. Fuck it.
Now,
part did happen, but that teacher was like, hey, you're going to break this fight up. And then body slammed that one. Teacher's like, hell no.
Man, the highlight of, that.
The Ultimate
that
Warrior.
Whole fight.
Fuck it. It's publicly stated that, damn it, who put that up? Is that $200 an hour?
The point is that what happened at SummerSlam, the story goes that was a taped promo. And whoever was, you know, feeding the tape into the machine put the wrong tape in the machine. That's what happened with Jeans. Okay.
Then the highlight of that fight at the end of Cobra Kai was a nerds fight. That was the highlight.
Apparently, we've got Mike Tenay cursing on the air.
Now, there's no question that Eric Bischoff stepped over the line last Thursday in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ric Flair said that he almost quit. Thank God he didn't. Thank God he followed through with what his 10-year-old son, Reed, said. That is never quit. And just beat the Bischoff.
And that's going to be...
Okay, so they dumped it out of the live. That was the live feed, and he said, "Beat the shit out of Eric." Can we go to the network and play that? Hold on, wow. Let's see if that's on there. That's from December 1998. Hold on, because we could now we could find that because it's during the Booker T match. So we should.
I'll be right.
Go ahead.
Hop off for a second, guys.
Go ahead while I'm looking for this. Because I want to hear Mike today beat the shit out of Eric Bischoff. And you hear today, whoop. Hold on. Because that's funny. I didn't know that one existed. Let's see here. Let me see here. Eddie Guerrero, Van Hammer, Conan. Hold on. It's Booker T. Yeah, it's Booker T wrestling. So where the hell is Booker T's match here? Let me go here. Let me go skip here. Oh, that's too far. Hold on, I'm trying to find it here. Barry Windham versus Van Hammer. Okay, Jerry Lynn versus Booker T. So, let's,
I'll tell you right now, on a personal note, I'm going to call that match with more emotion than anything I've ever called it, but... in my life, I mean, Flair did go down. Let's talk about what happened last Monday. He did go down, and we were told by Bischoff it was a heart attack. That's all Bischoff said, it was a heart attack. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right?
Sure.
Yeah, I never heard it from Flair or anybody else. But Flair was so stressed out there. His blood pressure had to be over 300.
Just the emotion of that interview in itself.
And he's not, believe me, he's not in the back.
Today's quiet, which means it happened early in the match.
Oh, no, he's tearing up stuff back there. They've got him probably.
Hold on.
His blood pressure had to be over 300.
Go down. Let's vote. I'm going to keep it six.
Being handcuffed. While the other horsemen were being maced and handcuffed, he's still sitting there saying, come on and get me. Well, come on and get me is just a couple of days away at Starcade.
It's six. Maybe the last Christmas Eric Bischoff ever seen.
Of course, not counting what the...
I'm going to find this, Mark. Give me a second here.
And that's beat the hell out of Bischoff.
Yeah, he'd never say that. Reed would.
Well, you can understand.
His 10-year-old son, Reed, said, that is never quit. And just beat the hell out of Bischoff.
And that's going to be...
Oh no! So he said, "Beat the hell." I thought he said, "Beat the shit." Ah, come on! Why would they have it dumped out on TNT then? That's not funny. Anyways, let's see here. Super Brawl 4. Bobby Heenan speaks German.
Our broadcast colleague from Germany. Can you speak German?
Of course. Did you understand what he said out there?
No.
He said, this is Super Brawl.
And you will like it!
Okay. All right. What'd you guys think of Monday Night Raw last night?
This man losing his mind.
He's lost his damn mind. He shouldn't be cutting promos anymore.
Wait a minute!
The wild card thing is the most ridiculous thing I've heard in a long time.
Wild card.
But whatever.
They don't have enough talent to be brand. They don't have enough big names to be brand split right now.
And what's funny is Roman didn't appear on SmackDown. What a shock.
Nope. But The Rock is using his pull. Booming is... His family just running rough.
Vince thinks, oh, my ratings are down on Raw. Roman will fix it. Roman, ain't nobody tuning in because Roman's on the show.
No, the issue here, the way it was explained, Vince was completely against breaking the brand split. And it looks like the brand split is coming to an end. But he got pressure from the network that they want to see bouncing around. Between the shows.
They do or they don't?
They do.
They do.
And he caved to the network.
He caved to Fox.
No, apparently it's from both NBC and Fox.
And that's why they just gave... You didn't talk about how they just gave three old heads a whole bunch of money to come play ads in Saudi Arabia next month.
Yeah. Goldberg.
That's because the Prince who keeps bringing him over, he's an old school wrestling fan because he asked for Yokozuna and Ultimate Warrior.
Yes, for the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah,
he did.
So yeah, anytime Vince can bring those old timers over. You know,
and there is a Goldberg title run.
And they get paid a lot to go over there, too.
Another Goldberg title run is being talked about. Ugh. So all y'all people talk about Brock Lesnar getting a title. Goldberg 20 times worse. So
yeah, but Goldberg
get ready for that.
Months, and that was it.
Well, you about to get another one. So, put that in y'all pipes and smoke it. I don't know why they won't bring it. If they're going to bring the Undertaker back, he cannot be the dead man. That entrance takes too long, man.
Hey,
I'm
that's
sorry.
What they want.
And actually,
American.
The Undertaker.
If they could get Stone Cold to fight, they get him to fight too.
The Undertaker revealed in an interview with one of these people recently. That in 2004, he did not want to come back as the Dead Man.
He didn't need to. He really don't need it now. He need to get down to the ring quick, man. And that motorcycle will help. That's why they couldn't put him on WrestleMania. Because it took him all day to get to the ring. Is Cena going to be in Saudi Arabia or no? He too busy filming Fast and the Fury.
I don't know.
I'm asking Surfer Ebert.
What about
is Cena gonna be in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. It depends on if he's working or not. You know, he's got movies to do.
And Cena won't say he is or he isn't in the movie.
He skipped it the last time, right? Because of the whole murder? Because he was supposed to go last time, and he skipped it.
Yeah, he didn't go.
No, and he's not going this time either, I think. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Vince has lost his mind. Vince sees is dollar signs, and if it appeases the network and for them to throw a little bit more money at him, he's going to do it. And now,
but here's my concern, Double A.
With the
people bitch, moan, and complain about Brock Lesnar not putting that title online every week, and Seth Rollins get it, and Kofi Kingston coming over there and defending his title. So, what? Where's the uproar?
Give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
No. Because when that man had that title, the main thing was it not being defended every week. It needed to be defended. And now the brother coming over there putting his belt on the line. And Seth Rollins ain't doing no more than what Brock was doing. Outside of just being he getting a trophy for attendance. And I don't hear nobody, everybody sweeping that up under the rug. Seth Rollins ain't earned that right to be around here just chilling. That's what I'm saying. And when Brock come back, he need to get that title back. And Seth Rollins needs to go over there and fight on SmackDown with Kofi. And Brock is, you see what's happening in the UFC now. Brock then retired. ESPN want to try to get up out of that deal now.
And Vince, like I said, Vince is just seeing dollar signs. This is the Extra Fun League. Announced their television schedule, and not only is Vince being paid to provide football games for Fox,
football
games, he's getting paid to provide a weekly football games to your friend Tony C, Michael J. Mouse. The XFL games are going to air on Fox and ABC simultaneously.
On the Mouse too?
On ABC and all ESPN channels.
Come on, man.
So, you're going to have Fox, the various FS networks, and then ABC, ESPN, and all the ESPN sub-channels, you know, 2, 3, 6, 7, 500.
Vince, yeah, at this point, Vince just need to sit back and count his money, man.
I mean, even though Disney owns a part of, they own a part of Fox Sports, yes, so.
They do? I think they own
a part of Fox Sports. The regional section, the channels. Yeah, but I figure that probably they have to own a piece of the actual, you know, network.
Yeah, I thought they just sold the movie.
No, they got also some regional
Rupert Murdoch's kept the news and the sports.
They got some of the regional sports channels as well. With the package, so
my Mouse got his hand in everything.
He's got his hand in that cookie jar as well. So WWE, listen to this: the only place that WWE will not have exposure will be on CBS. WWE will have some sort of exposure across three television networks in February of 2020. Boy, oh boy.
And that's why ain't nobody, no wrestler's going to be exclusive to one show.
And it seems that WWE's throwing money left, right, and sideways to keep people under contract. You know, because they threw a lot of money to Rhino. Rhino turned down the money because they figure they're just throwing him that money for him to stay home. So he wants to be on the road, so he turned WWE's contract down. But the one that really chaps my ass, and Tony C, I linked Tony C on this one this past week. This one really chaps me big time. Leo Rush. WWE offered him a 5-year, $300,000 per year contract. So that means 5 years at $300,000 would guarantee Leo Rush 1 million 1 million. That's 2, 2, and 4. $1.5 million.
1.5, ain't it?
$1.5 million for 5 years, for a 5-year contract. And supposedly, Leo turned it down because he feels he deserves double.
So now he got a lot of heat on him.
Not only does he have a lot of heat on him, but he is going around saying that he should be the WWE champion.
Well, that shouldn't be getting anybody upset.
The man has been in the WWE not long enough for his coffee to cool down.
Okay, but just saying that he should be champion shouldn't be getting people.
He walks around the locker room with an arrogance.
Okay.
And he's not Rick Martel.
And he spends more than he makes, apparently. And is crying poverty because, you know, he thinks WWE should pay for all his road expenses and things like that. While all the other wrestlers, they have to, you know, they have to pay for their own road expenses, but they seem to be living pretty comfortably. You know, this wrestler makes 150, this one makes 200. Leo, I would assume Leo is making decent scratch if WWE was able to throw him $300,000.
So what's the minimum?
I think a low salary in the WWE is $75,000 a year. A low salary. And that could be for a female wrestler that probably works TV once a month. I think the average WWE superstar makes over $150,000 a year.
Yeah, but when you take out for expenses.
Well, I don't know, Surfer. I doubt they're, you know, even if their expenses are $50,000 for the year, that's still $100,000 you put in your pocket. And where I come from, if you make $100,000 by yourself, you're doing pretty good.
I mean, how much are they spending on cars and rooms? And
I don't think that today's superstars are doing what the guys did in the 80s.
No, they're not. They're flown in on planes.
There's a handful of, well, that's about it, but WWE takes care of the planes. Everything else, they got to take care of. WWE takes care of the travel. So the plane tickets, all that stuff. That's WWE's dime. But car rentals, so hotel
rooms. They have like a jet for everybody to jump on and go to the next city?
I think WWE pays for all the plane tickets.
It's like what Kevin Nash said. While y'all want to keep riding in the limousines and the Learjets, me and my boys don't mind riding four in the rented tours.
And four big wrestlers in a rented tour sounds very cramped, but okay.
That's what he said.
So, I don't know.
Maybe Leo Rush need to take the NWO from 1997 right.
So, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to let him go? Or are they just going to sit him in the back and be mad at him?
I don't know.
I mean,
look at Sasha Banks. She's crying because she's not getting her way in her storyline. What is going on with these wrestlers today?
I don't know, man. They need to go back. They need to go back and do some marathons like I'm doing. Then they'll see what over really is. Because half of these people ain't big as they think they is.
No. Leo Rush. Picture this scenario, Tony C. And you tell me if this sounds rational. Leo Rush defeats Brock Lesnar to become the Universal Champion.
Hey, Rey Mysterio beat the Big Show.
Yeah, but he beat him as a fluke. It wasn't that he beat him for the world title.
Exactly.
So stupid.
There ain't no way in the world Leo Rush, who bought a pay-per-view and said because of Leo Rush.
Oh, and then another thing that he's claiming is that when he went on as Bobby Lashley's manager,
Bobby Lashley blew up
and got more popular, that he should be entitled to a cut of Bobby's merchandise sales. That is ridiculous. Top of everything else that he's requesting.
Leo Rush. That name don't even sound like it can draw.
You may have been a big deal in the indies, Leo, and you may have, you know, done well for yourself in the indies, but if you had any year in the indies where you made more than $150,000, I'd like you to prove it somehow. Because I doubt very much so that you made over $150,000 a year on the indies, because now if WWE releases you, that's probably where you're going to end up, is back in the indies. If a
Surfer, was Leo Rush finishing move?
I don't watch a...
Thank you. You just proved Tony C's point.
No, I mean, I don't watch 205 Live.
No, it has nothing to do with watching 205 Live.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do.
When names like... Okay. Names like Austin, Rock, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Brock Lesnar, John Cena. As soon as they came in, you knew they finished the move. And they never changed. Leo Rush. Was Leo Rush finishing move? For him to think he's such a big deal.
You know? Do you know what Leo Rush's theme song sounds like?
That's the thing, man. WWE's holding him back.
Maybe he should leave and go somewhere else.
Theme song.
Maybe he should leave WWE and go make his 600 grand
with the ball.
Then go somewhere else and get 600 grand.
Well, then let him go to AEW then.
Maybe they'll regret letting
a superstar of his caliber go.
Maybe he'll get his 600 grand. And let me tell you something. He wants 600 grand, and then he probably wants to sit home.
Oh, my God.
And that's why this is where WWE is very smart, because they put a clause in your contract that we reserve the right to add days to your contract if you don't work.
Lex Luger rolling over in his grave right now by Leo Rush.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I watched that Vice thing. You keep bringing up Lex Luger, man. Watch that Vice thing, and we all know that he's responsible for Miss Elizabeth's death.
I'm talking about in comparison to Leo Rush.
Yeah, Lex Luger.
You go back and watch SummerSlam 93 when Lex Luger come out there and tell me if Leo Rush can get anything close to that. And he never won the title.
You don't know what Leo Rush can do. They ain't give him a chance to shine.
Bullshit.
They hold the black man down.
You say that as a black man is a WWE champion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Leo Rush challenge Kofi Kingston for the WWE title. Kofi, go to 205 Live and defend the title.
Okay. if at WrestleMania 36 in Tampa, the main event is Leo Rush against Kofi Kingston?
Oh, he should strike.
Tampa Bay Stadium will be a third of the way full.
Yep. Nobody's going to buy tickets unless Leo unless they say that Leo gets a main event championship match at WrestleMania. Network subscriptions will plummet.
You know, maybe he's the ratings boost that they need, you know? Mm-hmm. Fresh blood.
He the new blood.
Once in a generational talent.
I guess that's why the ratings have been down in recent weeks.
Yeah, because Leo Rush ain't been on TV.
They need a new blood against the Millionaire Club, Double A. Bring that storyline.
I'll tell you, as soon as he comes back on the air, it's going to be a ratings bonanza.
Yeah, well, how do you know he's going to be back on the air without promotion?
Well, they'll advertise it. Mm-hmm. Next week, the return of the great Leo Rush.
The great Leo Rush.
The great Leo Rush.
Unbelievable. I mean, can't you hear Corey Graves can't you hear Corey Graves sing the praises of Leo Rush?
Really. How would you feel about Leo Rush getting a one-on-one victory against John Cena? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, pass the mantle.
Pass it to go where?
To the washing machine.
Exactly.
I mean, couldn't you see John Cena taking the 1-2-3, leaving the ring, and then coming back and handing over the spinner belt?
I can see the Rock job and not the Leo Rush. Coming back for a pay-per-view match against Leo Rush. That's the Survivor Series. Leo Rush against the Rock.
So silly.
One time only. Once in a lifetime, never again.
Yeah. And in the beginning, I thought, no, wait, I was about to say something else, but no. I mean,
oh my God, Leo Rush against the, listen, Rocky, I don't see how you're such a big name, you're not around like I am, weak, me and Bobby Lashley. If you don't sit your ass down.
But I think that's it with
Raw. Oh my God. This is too much.
Too much stuff.
Kofi was in the tag team, man.
Yeah. Just too much is going on. Too much jumbling and this and that.
I'm glad to see the brand split go.
How long this brand, this particular brand split, has been in effect?
They should have never did it.
Because it seemed like they do it, but then don't stick to it fully. I mean, it's been a couple years, right? At least.
I've been over that.
I mean, they've had like they had to draft. They've had how many shakeups? Two or three?
I think maybe three.
And see, I think part of the problem is because they don't look at both shows as equal in a sense. Because look how many guys that was on SmackDown, right? And they're near the top or on the top. And then they go over to Raw and they get lost and shuffle. And they become not even at the top of the mid card, but just out there losing or barely being seen on TV.
Like the guys that got squashed by the Lucha House Party? last night?
I mean, period. I mean, like The Miz, he's on SmackDown, right? He's probably he was having like one of the best runs he's ever had. He was one of the reasons to tune in and watch was when he was having his run as champion. Wow. And then they sent him over to Raw. He loses the belt, and then you don't see him. And then when you do see him, he's losing like every other week.
Losing what belt? Huh?
When he was Intercontinental Champion.
Oh.
I mean,
well.
You got
SmackDown about to come to Asia.
You have to admit that run with the Miz he had as Intercontinental Champion, and his wife was coming out, and his promos was on point, and the man was the one to watch. Goes all the wrong, just losing every week. I mean, there's no consistency. It's like they tell you who they value. And so if you're not valuing both shows the same, because one guy's winning on one show but losing on another show, how do you expect the brand split to work?
They can never value the shows equally because one is paid more than the other one. The air. So how can we value the same? If you're looking for that,
The whole thing of a brand split, you have to have two equal shows.
In your mind.
If you're looking at it as an A show and a B show, but okay, Roman Reigns, he's on SmackDown, so he'll be featured all the time. But
do you know why he's gonna be featured on SmackDown? Because Fox gave him a boatload of money for SmackDown.
No, besides being Vince's boy, I'm saying...
No, not only that, Fox won't the ratings.
I get it.
They paying them for a reason.
But I'm saying, he was a lot of that was looking good on SmackDown, as soon as they go to Raw, they're in the shitter. And then Raw guys that come over to SmackDown, they immediately take over the top spots.
Well, it ain't finna be no Raw and SmackDown guys no more.
Yeah.
So are they gonna still have two champions? They're gonna eliminate the.
They can still do that.
They can still do that, yeah.
Because you remember for a long time when they used to do the Superstar, what, the Raw Super Show, right, Double A?
They would do the
when they had the WWE title and the world title.
Maybe they'll bring back. Maybe they'll bring back bragging rights.
Oh, every. Yep. And past like no, oh. Over the limit.
Over the limit.
The DUI pay-per-view.
Well, too much stuff going on.
No more brand split. Thank you, Fox. I knew Fox getting WWE was going
to
happen.
I don't want them to let somebody that doesn't know how to run a wrestling promotion to book a wrestling show. If it's somebody within Fox that knows how to do, that has wrestling input and has wrestling in their past, that's one thing. But to have just somebody willy-nilly say, well, I think you need to make Leo Rush the world champion at some point in the first 6 months of you being on the network.
I don't think it's going down like that, but I know they, you know, like you said, they paying them a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So they want on Monday nights, you're going to see Roman Reigns. And on Tuesday night, you're going to see Roman Reigns. They about to earn their money.
In addition to the Roman Reigns, you're going to get Stephanie and Shane taking up a lot of airtime.
I hope not.
Well, it's going to be 3 hours on each night, right?
Did Shane attack anybody tonight or have somebody get attacked?
The Miz.
The Miz attacked right. him.
And then yesterday did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So Shane feuding with two people. Excuse me, on two shows.
Sorry. He's feuding with two people on two shows.
Yeah.
And then Vince, who act like he didn't want to be on TV, now he's back on TV with the with the Mr. McMahon character.
He ain't got nothing else better to do. It's either that or sit at home and count money.
What?
Which, it's either that or sit at home and count money.
Count the money then.
No, he's going to be okay.
He should be working on his marriage with Linda. I mean, who knows what she's doing with who knows what she's doing while she's working on the Trump campaign? She all alone out there on the road. Those young Republican interns. Or, you need coffee, Mr. Man? Sure, honey. Bring it up to my room, too.
And can I say this before we leave the air? Because this show is called, and I just want to rant a little bit. It was another freaking some old kids shooting up an elementary school today in Colorado.
What is it in Colorado? I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's the gun laws.
I know.
I'm going to tell you all like this. All you know, quote unquote racist folks that think y'all lose y'all country and stuff. It ain't because nobody else. Y'all killing each other. Mm-hmm. Cutting off your head and cutting off your nose, spite your face. Just keep shooting up. Keep shooting up.
You thought that, you know, Colorado having a legal weed, and people would chill out, you know?
Mellow out, and they ain't mellowing out. I don't know what you people got. Want to shoot up places.
I ain't never known nobody smokes a weed and want to shoot a place up.
Hey, y'all shooting up kids. Y'all shooting up school.
Only thing I know, they want to shoot some cheese whiz into their mouth or something, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my motherfucking goodness.
Well,
I bet you don't hear about little Raheem or little Tyheem shooting up no school.
No, because they get shot before they.
Exactly. They know they ain't making it out. They ain't going to jail. They going to die.
And so, have they started up the? Oh, did the teachers need to have guns on school?
Yeah,
in Florida,
that's always going to be a big
problem. Listen, they don't have money to pay the teachers, and they don't have money to give them proper teaching books. But they're going to find money to give them guns,
so they can have a shootout with the students. Did you hear about that shootout between Miss Smith and Jody? They got the shooting out in the parking lot.
Right there in the coffee room.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. No. Just hypothetical
stuff. Oh, okay.
You brought up teachers getting guns.
Right.
Teachers. Okay, it's time to go.
No, but the way you said it, I thought maybe something actually happened.
How the teachers ain't got guns?
Or a hot-headed teacher getting pissed at some pain in the ass kid.
You know, I had teachers that would have keep like alcohol in their drawer and stuff.
Damn it!
Could you imagine them keeping a gun too?
Damn it, Johnny! You didn't bring your homework in again. Pow! Pow! That's what you get for not bringing in your homework again. Pow!
You see, she give out the syllabus in the class at the beginning of the year. You miss assignment. That was one flesh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
If they start giving teachers guns, man, might as well get kid one. We finish shoot it out like a Western.
Well, you know, like
Archibald, shooting at my kid.
Well, you know the famous episode of All in the Mommy. Family where Archie talks about gun control.
There we are. Here we are. All right, everybody, clam up.
Look what they did to
Mr. Archie Bunker, speaking in reply to the editorial broadcast last Saturday.
Good evening, everybody. This is Archie Bunker of 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war, speaking on behalf of Guns for Everybody. Now, question. What was the first thing that the communists done when they took over Russia? Answer, gun control. And there's a lot of people in this country who want to do the same thing to us here in a kind of conspiracy, see. You take your big international bankers, they want to, masticate the people of this here nation like puppets on a wing. And then when they get that done, turn us over to the communists.
Oh, Archie, I'm now, glad they put you on a stool. You look taller sitting down.
Now, I want to talk about another thing that's on everybody's mind today, and that's your stick-ups and your skyjackers, which, if that was up to me, I could end the skyjackers tomorrow.
You could?
All you got to do is arm all your passengers. And then he ain't got no more superiority there. He ain't going to dare to pull out no rod. And then your airlines, then they wouldn't have to chase the passengers on the ground no more. They just pass out the pistols at the beginning of the trip, and they pick them up again at the end. Page quote.
There you go. Just like that.
You know what? You know how silly that sounds to have people with guns on an airline? Because somebody going to shoot a window, and that's going to be the end of everybody.
All I'm saying is they got it on CNN right now. I just see a bunch, you know, excuse my language, a bunch of Caucasian kids crying. You know what I'm saying? Feel bad for y'all. But, hey, man, y'all mamas and daddies probably members of the NRA. So, yeah. Live by the sword, you die by it.
Oh, and one other thing that we need to talk about, because apparently it was a controversy, not that I care.
Blah, blah, blah.
The Starbucks coffee on this past Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones, and it has made so much press that HBO re-edited the episode to remove the coffee cup.
There's no cup at all. They just wiped it out.
No, they took the coffee cup out.
So what was the cup just laying on the ground somewhere?
It was a scene like at a dinner table, and somebody left their Starbucks coffee cup there.
Wow!
So
wow! I was wondering what all that fuss was about.
But how could they have not caught that before it aired?
Well, there's I think it was Inside Edition, showed examples of other movies where there were things that were in the scene that should not have been there. Like,
I get that. But
it just happens. It happens. There's a scene in Braveheart where the car is in the background. There's another Game of Thrones episode apparently where there's a fight in like a coliseum, and they have the camera's focused in on one character, and behind him is a crowd sitting in the stands of the coliseum, and you see a woman moving her water bottle behind her. So.
You know, in Star Wars, there's a shot of all these, bad guy ships, like they call the Imperial Cruisers. There's a ship way in the back. It's really a sneaker.
I mean, it happens. I don't think it's a big deal. people made such a... I mean, people were pissing their pants over it.
I'm not a Game of Thrones.
Neither am I.
I'm not a Game of Thrones.
But if I saw something like that in Cobra Kai, I would talk about it, but I wouldn't make a federal case about it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Anyways. I think we're done. Anything else any of you guys want to talk about? I don't know if you could tell, because I was falling asleep on the air. Because, you know.
It's time to tap out.
It's time to tap out, because yesterday I had a late night last night. It had nothing to do with Monday Night Raw. I had to solidify my itinerary for my trip to Hawaii. So I was up late doing that, working on that. So, but yeah. So, I'm running on fumes right now. So with that, Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live, 9 p.m. right here on radio. Next Tuesday, The Shining Wizards live at 7 p.m. And of course, this program, The Rant, following that live at 9. If you're listening to us live right now, though, you can listen to The Shining Wizards in its entirety. Give us about 15 minutes or so to have the show. It's currently in processing to be posted up into the feed. They had Anthony Bowens on. And if you don't know who he is, he likes to mimic his gear a lot, like the Green Ranger.
Oh, before we go, did anybody see that R. Kelly special the other day?
No. I didn't.
Well, you know, Lifetime, who ran that R. Kelly report in the first place,
yeah.
They're going to milk R. Kelly for what it's worth now. They a two-hour special with, what's her name? Solar... Why am I blanking on her name? Soledad O'Brien?
Oh, Soledad.
Is that her name?
That's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she hosted it. You know, it's like a follow-up about how R. Kelly's been to jail a couple of times. How things have changed. Everybody's trying to prosecute him. So they're going to try to run a show every chance they get now, because the rating on that miniseries about R. Kelly was like... I mean, everybody watched it when it came on. And they're killing him, so. Of course, that's what he said. That's what he told Gail Kim.
Gail Kim?
King.
Oh, you said Kim.
I said King.
Tony, say? Did he say Kim?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I know it sounded like I said Kim. I said King.
And this coming week, Gino Hernandez will be the topic on Dark Side of the Ring. So you can look forward to that.
Would you move by the Von Erich one?
Not really. I knew the story of the Von Erichs. That one was not a good one.
How come they didn't mention Lacey?
Anyways. I was not moved by the Von Erich one too much, because I had already known the story. They didn't say anything I didn't know. It wasn't done. It wasn't like so greatly produced.
So, was you moved by the Bruiser Brody one?
That one was very interesting, of course.
I didn't know you had so many black friends.
One person, Tony C.
Wow.
No, you had two.
Who?
Wow.
Who's the other one?
Yeah, Tony Atlas, yeah, Abdul the Butcher.
I don't know if Abby's black, but okay.
Who, Abdul?
Yeah, I don't know if he's black, but whatever.
What is it then?
I don't know. Does it matter? If you're listening to us live, stick around. hold on. if you're listening to us live, stick around. The Shining Wizards rebroadcast is coming up next. I just noticed we had people in the chat room. Hello, Pastor, and hello to everybody else. But yeah. So, for Doom, for Surfer, for Tony C, I'm Double A. Have a good night. What is... Oh, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant.